You be happy again,
happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
I wanted to put horns in every rock band and a saxophone. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of Beat Exchange. Hey, Miss Gail. I see Miss Gail out there. I see Mr. Pat Kojak. I was going to be doing Romper Room. And I'm sitting here with Sean Ruiz from American Patriots 3%, waiting on James Neighbors to call from Overpasses for America. And put on your seatbelts. Nah, it ain't going to be that bad. We're just going to be talking about life. Well, as you know, the drop boxes are a big thing now because they realized that they didn't have chain of custody documents for any of the ballot votes that were dropped off or picked up. So Mr. Gableman, who's working the election integrity investigation for Wisconsin, a former state Supreme Court judge, is going after the Zuckerbergs and the election officials who received what they call Zuckerbucks, where they were funneling about $418 million. Y'all help me out to people around the country, besides what Communist China was doing. Like as y'all heard on Peter Schweitzer's book, he talks about the Bidens getting $31 million with no connection to services. Must have been a drop-off. But, you know, that's the way it goes, right? Because we're living in a new normal. We got to... unindicted pedophile as president, installed by Nancy Pelosi from, I know you really like her, huh, Sean?
Oh, the bumbling drunk?
Right, exactly. Like, if it was a man doing that, they would get
They would hang him. Right. You know? I mean, look all the way back to Gary Hart. You know,
right.
He got chastised for having a fling on the back of a yacht.
Right.
That was. And look at this. That they don't even think that's anything anymore.
Right. Not even Epstein's Island. But we have a problem here with there was a Stock Act. Who submitted that legislation called the Stock Act? You know?
Not offhand.
Okay, look it up on the computer. So the Stock Act was legislation that was submitted that it was to prevent any of people in Congress making deals, buying stock on regulations and new laws, you know, with companies that they were supposed to be regulating. And Nancy Pelosi refuses to put it to the floor for a vote because she and her husband make too much money on insider trading. Now, Martha Stewart went to prison. Oh, okay, that's good. James on. We ready for James. And Martha Stewart went to prison just by knowing that the cancer medication, the new cancer procedure that a friend had
was being implemented and it was being approved.
No, it wasn't going to be approved.
It wasn't?
Right. And so she went and dumped her stock.
Yeah.
And so that's what she got in trouble with. Now, Nancy Pelosi held up legislation when Biden was going to start buying, you know, electric cars. Oh, Brian Bart, where is he from? Washington? Oh, that's good. Yeah, Washington wants to clean up their voter rolls and they want a forensic audit. Brian Bart submitted the Stock Act. Good, Sean. And so where was I? Because I never know. I mean, I left my script at home, Gail. But so anyway, we have I have the numbers for how many votes were counted before they stopped counting. You know, somebody made a call and stopped the counting in all the swing states. And so at that time, I think it was like 8 o'clock or something that they stopped it, huh? It was broadcast on the television.
It was around 9 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
8 o'clock Eastern.
Right. So in Pennsylvania, Trump was up 57%. In Georgia, he was up 53%. And in Michigan, he was up 54%. North Carolina, 50%. But they found a lot of stuff in North Carolina now. And then Wisconsin, that's all over the place in Wisconsin. They have places that have hundreds of thousands of votes, ballot votes, mail-in votes from same address. So Wisconsin, he was up 51%. You see, Wisconsin during the Democrat Party primaries, they got exposed for rigging it for Biden.
Yeah.
And that's when they should have stopped it. I mean, you know, we got Hillary Clinton, they rigged it for her in 2016. Now we're going through all these indictments for the Trump-Russia collusion that wound up being a hoax. You know, we were terrorized with that for five, still are, because now they're getting on the television and acting like none of that happened. They're not even reporting on the indictments.
Right. Indictments. Impeachment. They brought an impeachment.
Right. On him for that.
On Trump.
Well, that's when they should have been all forced to resign. Or maybe. But guess what? There's six ex-Navy SEALs that are running for Congress.
Yes.
And their target is to undo Nancy Pelosi's reign of terror. But that's my, I read what they wrote. That's my version. But it's important because the DOJ is the new mafia and FBI, a terrorist thug, so we need Navy SEALs in. I think we should have all military people in. You know, and I really think that some people ought to just resign, you know, and save us some trouble till there's a knock at your door. But that's why they're so crazy doing stuff, you know. And so here's a quote somebody sent me. It says, when prayer becomes your habit, miracles become your lifestyle. Never give up on prayer no matter what comes your way. And that's good. Thank you for that. And there's another thing going on. The Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, is going to hear a pair of cases that challenge anti-white and anti-Asian affirmative action policies for admission at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. The cases will likely be argued the next term. But you see, this has gone on long enough, because the reason why we have so much corruption in academia with the teachers teaching these kids all kind of crazy stuff, and I'm not going to go into it because everybody knows about it, is because we have affirmative action students that became affirmative action teachers. They don't have to know anything. They went to school on color of skin. They didn't go on merit, so they just listen to anything the unions tell them to do. So that's bad. And so I like this homeschooling because, and I saw what our state does for homeschooling. It's very difficult and very intricate of what the milestones that you have to reach when teaching a child home in homeschooling. And that's better than anything any of the teachers have been doing lately. And the parents of the schools here in New Orleans mentioned to me that Teach America is nothing but a bunch of Marxists. They don't do anything. They just walk in the classroom and say, okay, today we're going to talk about this. You know, and it's nothing that they carry home to learn about. You know, it's just some nutball flapping their lips, sort of like me right now, flapping their lips.
Well, all they want in the schools is, you know, bodies in the seats.
Right.
They don't want you missing school because on each day they get paid.
Right.
From the government. Mm-hmm. Money for right. each kid in attendance.
Right. And they're saying that the people from out of town that came to work in New Orleans for Teach America when they Landrieu and them changed all the schools to charter, that they are the ones that want the names of the schools changed. They're not, they want a legacy. The gentleman that was talking to me the most about it, he told me that his father went to the same school. He went to the same school his father went to, and his son went to the same school he went to. And so he liked that. You know, that's creating a legacy. So I got about 5 minutes. I'm going to slide over. You listen to WGSO, 990 AM. We're taking a little break.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
Never Enough Tattoo, it's 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
nachos. Nachos were created by Ignacio Anaya, whose nickname was Nacho. Say Ignacio and you'll see why. Ignacio had a border town restaurant in Mexico in Piedras Negras, and it was called Nachos. He created the dish that he named for himself, Especiales de Nacho. It was fried tortilla chips topped with melted cheese and jalapenos, exactly like the simplest versions of the popular appetizer seen all over. It became a hit and mutated into chips covered with all kinds of stuff, sometimes enough stuff to make it a whole complete meal. Every year on International Day of the Nacho, a 3-day nachos fest is held in Piedras Negras to celebrate Ignacio's indelible mark on lowbrow food.
Sean found the names of the Navy SEALs that are going to be running for Congress, so he's going to call them out with the states. So what we got, Sean?
Yeah, they there are 6 retired Navy mm-hmm. SEALs, so they did 20, you know, yeah. in the service.
No, that's good.
All right, you got Morgan Luttrell, Texas, 08.
Yeah.
Brady Duke from Florida, he retired in 07. Mm-hmm. You got Eli Crane from Arizona. He retired in 02. And Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin.
Oh,
he retired in 03. And you got Ed Salander out of Maine. He retired in 01. And then you got Ryan Zinke out of Montana. And he retired in 01.
Okay, now that's six Navy SEALs. We got to have more Navy SEALs in every state running. Plus U.S. Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need them. It's serious.
They're the ones that shed blood and lost their brothers.
Right, exactly.
For us to walk these streets and be able to talk on this show.
Right. No, right. And then see what James is doing, Brian. Oh, he's on, James. I didn't hear you breathing.
I guess I was muted. I'm
oh, yeah,
sure.
Right. That's me.
How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. Yeah, we don't have any Navy SEALs running out here in Oklahoma to replace the rhinos, but we do have a pastor running for Senate.
Oh, good.
And he's being attacked by both the GOP and the hard, you know, the left wing. So I'm pretty confident, based on the reaction to the guy, that we've got the right one.
And his name is?
Jackson Lehmeyer.
Jackson Lehmeyer, yes. I contributed to his campaign.
Oh, you did good,
yes.
Sean.
And well, get out there. We haven't gone out in January because of weather and money and things like that. But the last time we were, well, so far for Lehmeyer, we've reached over 200,000 potential voters being out there on the overpass for him. We every time we're out there, we catch about 30,000 people.
Very good.
And so if you want to help a guy get some votes and you don't have the money to donate, or you know, maybe you just don't like donating to campaigns. Some people don't.
Right.
If you trust the guy, do. I mean, they'll put that to good use. But if you'd rather campaign for yourself, I mean, do it yourself. You can get results.
Yeah, I watched when Jackson Lehmeyer, when he announced his candidacy with General Flynn. That you can look that video up on YouTube.
Very good.
And it is a... You want to stand up and do the pledge after?
Right.
I promise.
Right. Very good, Sean.
I've met him once. I've met him once myself. And, you know, of course, he's busy, so being able to do that is just a difficulty. But it was a privilege. I think I really do believe he's the real deal. And that's hard to find these days.
Yeah.
Maybe Brian can pull that up. Find that, and we'll put it up on a WGSO webpage. The one with your friend, Jackson Lehmeyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. Here's one that somebody sent to me. It says, sneaking into a country doesn't make you an immigrant any more than breaking into a house makes you part of the family.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, although in some states, evicting those people would be difficult.
Right, boy, you know. So, you know, there's the Amish have a sign up in Pennsylvania, and the caption to it was, you know, things are serious when the Amish come out with their own pack. And it says, the Russians didn't elect Trump, we did. And that's a billboard. It's wild. Now, of course, excuse me, said, I always worry about the treatment, always, of the January 6th people, but of Julian Assange. And this is a quote from him. He said, I'm dying, slowly but unstoppable. I'm exhausted and have lost much weight. The solitary confinement in Belmarsh kills me. There's only sparse contact with the outside world, all because I made war crimes public. To open the eyes of society and show what governments are keeping quiet about, I'm dying, and I fear, as well as the press, freedom and democracy with me. It's true. He was pretty instrumental in exposing the corruption of what was going on, you know, leading into 2016 presidential election. And we were lucky to even get someone else in other than Hillary Clinton.
No matter
go ahead.
What a lot of people don't understand about Assange, and they think that WikiLeaks is a group of hackers, and they're not, actually. They don't hack anything. The material is that they release is stuff that was given to them by people that were inside that campaign or inside that organization. And it's they don't hack anything. So everything that they've ever released came from the source that they were releasing a bit about. So, like all those Podesta emails and things like that,
exactly.
Those didn't they weren't made up.
Right.
They were taken from her computer and taken to WikiLeaks. So, literally, the only thing that Julian Assange is guilty of is showing everybody's dirty laundry.
Right. And what got lost in the shuffle with all those emails about rigging the Democrat Party primaries on behalf of Hillary Clinton was that there were emails between Nancy Pelosi and Debbie Wasserman Schultz as chair of the DNC with Imran Awan, who was one of the spies that they caught from Pakistan and denied them access to the House network. After they were denied access by the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi and Debbie Wasserman Schultz conspired with this man to allow him to have access to the House network through Nancy Pelosi's personal devices and personal security codes. Now, so we focused on downplaying what Hillary Clinton did, but they were selling everything to everybody. These people are absolutely nuts as leaders. And if that's leadership, then we need to get a bottle of liquor anytime we watch the television, because I need to get as drunk as they are for what they're doing. Because that's the only way they're going to make sense to me, is if I'm as drunk as they are.
That's right.
That, you know, that might be the way to finally understand what Joe Biden is saying. I think you finally hit on it, Bob.
Thank you. No, thank
you. Either that or get a strong case of dementia.
Yeah, he's a trip. You know, I can't believe it. Okay, so we're going to break right now, and see you in a little bit after the break.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The number of COVID patients in the hospital has dropped in Louisiana. State Health Department reports 2,304 people are in hospital with COVID, a decrease of 177 from just last Friday. That's a 28% drop. President of Ochsner Health, Warner Thomas, says staffing has been a major challenge over the last 45 days due to the surge of Omicron.
We have not been able to operate all of our ORs and all of our inpatient beds because of staff limitations. So it's really been an issue across our entire system.
State reports 51 more COVID deaths today. A Baton Rouge teen faces charges after accidentally shooting his 3-year-old brother. Police say the 16-year-old was in illegal possession of the handgun that went off unintentionally, hitting the toddler. The child's wounds are non-life-threatening. And do you need help in claiming the second part of that federally expanded child tax credit? If you don't understand or need help, go online to childtaxcredit.gov. This is news on LRN.
People of Louisiana, Caesar is on the way.
Yes, the Caesar Sportsbook app is launching in Louisiana very soon. Get ready to bet on all the sports you love right from the palm of your hand. Sign up now using code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash to wager with as soon as Caesar's is live.
Louisiana only must be 21. Permit pending in Harris, New Orleans, Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Horseshoe Lake Charles. Not available in prohibited parishes. Paid in bet credits. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Caesar's Sportsbook. Soon, people, soon.
Anyone can get long COVID. Even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020, and 3 weeks later, I started having long-term problems. I used to be able to dance all day, but now just getting up gives me chest pain. I can't comprehend words at times. It's honestly been an even scary journey.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 26th, it's Colin Davis and the Mad Dogs. And on February 2nd, Squirrel Nut Zippers. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hu with another episode of The Beat Exchange, sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Sean Ruiz, the state commander for Louisiana for American Patriots 3%. Dollars. So, James, that was good what you said about Julian Assange.
Well, it's true. A lot of people misunderstand. They think that he went and stole a bunch of information.
No,
and he didn't steal anything. It was given to him freely.
Right.
And the only thing he's done that's wrong is, like I said, air out people's dirty laundry. And it all stinks.
Well, you know.
Actually, did you know that John Podesta was really clear about some things that stink in those emails? And I saw them for myself.
Right.
And he said that Hillary Clinton stinks of urine, farts, and stale cabbage.
Oh, great. Jesus.
And he attributed it to, it's because the fact that she rarely bathed, or she's not been right in the head since she fell down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yay.
Yeah, and this is the one that's, you know, I couldn't believe it when she was reading her acceptance speech because she felt she had won. I mean, they should have thrown a net on her with that. That was weird. That was too weird for me. But you know what's even weirder? Somebody gave me a phone call today. I'll tell y'all about it. They had donated a family home to the Catholic Church in the Irish Channel. Beautiful house. They donated it to the church with simple request to put a plaque on the sidewalk honoring their parents, and to have this beautiful mansion used as, you know, housing for the elderly. That's it. Just gave it to the Catholic Church, Catholic Archdiocese. And one day my friend is in a little bistro, and somebody tells him, "Hey, I met the man that bought your family home." And he's like, "What?" So that wasn't supposed to happen. So here the Catholic Church takes a gift that was donated specifically and on paper for that reason. A plaque and housing for the elderly.
Is that even legal to do that?
No. But you see, they got lawyers that just got them busted with the DOJ for submitting false and misleading documents to FEMA between 2007 and 2013. So it makes my story with the same lawyers doing that to my family, making bogus documents up so they could funnel off assets from my father's estate that other people wanted to own. And so, you know, I can't help it if I'm naming people who flash money around like carrots. It's drug money. So I can say that. I know it. I walked away from it all. That was the problem. I kept all the secrets secret till they came after my mother. Threatened me that they were going to come after my mother if I didn't drop the lawsuit, because Mr. Whitman, in the studio case with Kingsway Music Corporation and Daniel Lanois, the reputed Canadian drug trafficker turned record producer and known pedophile, the Charbonnets and Whitman clean up all his sexual misconduct with real estate in Slidell, or, you know, a fleet of equipment trucks. You know, we can get into all of that. Help build a house on Park Island or Jesuit Bend. But anyway, so the partners at the Stone Pigman Law Firm knew that Mr. Whitman was trying to close out state court matters and federal court matters with a counterfeit document. Now, I had a declaratory judgment for production of state court transcripts filed in federal court. the judges came, one of the judges came down and stopped the service of it for 4 or 5 months. This is how corrupt federal court is. These federal court judges are just as corrupt as the ones in Washington, D.C., and every other circuit with a bunch of crazy people wearing robes. And some of them worked for the DOJ for racketeering, that should have had the balls. Well, he had his balls in a vice grip over his divorce proceedings in state court. Should have had the balls to turn them all in. But no. So we faced with him handling the police brutality cases. So it's going to get interesting.
You know, that type of corruption goes all the way to the top.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
All the way to the top. Well, right. All the way to Drunk Nancy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The whole system. That's why it's that way. The whole system is corrupt. Mm-hmm. The only way, here's the deal, and the only way it's going to get cleaned up is if we replace those people.
Right.
And you know, who wants to dig into that mess? I mean, it's a morass of evil. I mean, but
oh, without a doubt,
the love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money, but if all you do is covet it, well, it shows.
And right. Yep. You know, when you don't fix the election procedure,
right. Process.
The process, it's not going to get any better.
No.
Because no matter who the people vote for, they're going to put in whoever they damn well choose.
Like they did with Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. I hate to say it, Cap, but hey, it's true. 90% vote is a marker for fraud.
You know, I've got friends live in California. You don't see no Biden signs, no signs for right. The Pelosi's nephew.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom.
Newsom, right. All right. Right. Everywhere you go, you see signs for Trump.
Right.
And the Republican candidates.
He won California.
Yeah, he won California. And Newsom got voted out in this freaking recall.
Yeah, but
it was all fixed.
Rigged, right.
You know, I've got quite a few friends that live in California that I communicate with regularly.
Right.
And, you know.
That's what we need with the American people.
You know, he had full freaking, you know, my buddy, he wasn't even living there yet. He was moving across country. And he had full absentee votes waiting for him when he got there. All he did was call and tell him he was coming.
How you like that, James? James, talk about the voting procedures in your state in Oklahoma. Are they the best? From 1992.
Well, I mean, it's not perfect. We had a little trouble in our two strong Democrat counties, but it wasn't enough to flip any elections.
Right.
But it was enough to get people's attention. And,
right.
But, I mean, it's our voting system is so secure. They call it the most racist voting system in America.
Oh,
it's just
right.
Basically, you got an ID? No, sorry, you can't vote. It's
right.
Really not. It's not any much more complicated than that. It's just that if you don't show up with your voter card and your ID, you don't get to vote. It doesn't
right.
matter what your race is. It's just if you don't, sorry, that's the rules.
It don't have to be a driver's license. It's just a state ID.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the DMV and get a dang ID and register to vote.
And you can go to
it's not hard.
Any place that changes.
And if you're broke, they'll give you one for free because the state will know that you're broke if you're already on the system. So it's
right.
not as if
it's all bull.
You can't get one.
It's all bull that they're still using it because that's what Obama, the rabid radical Muslim, used the color of his skin to say the black people were being disenfranchised. And so everybody ate it up. So that was in 2008. We're now in 2022. So the man didn't help get all his people registered to vote. What's he been doing?
That's 14 years.
Yeah, see? 14 years.
Yeah,
to use that excuse.
I mean, and I'm pretty sure that all those places with voting problems have had public transportation the entire time. So after 14 years, if you haven't registered to vote, that seems to be a a personal issue.
I miss 4 days of my deer season to vote against John Bell Edwards in the first election.
Right. We're going to take a little break in a little bit, and we're going to come back with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Sean Ruiz with American Patriots 3%.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM, for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Hey, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. We've got about 10 more minutes before Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya comes on. And so I'm sitting here finishing up the Beat Exchange with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Sean Ruiz as the state commander for Louisiana for American Patriots. Watch out, Joe.
Yeah, I'm excited this week.
Right.
We got some training. We're going up to Tennessee, going, getting our bug out bags. And
right, that's good.
See if we're good preppers.
No, that's good.
Hope it's not too cold.
Right. Yeah, and if it is, y'all could hit the clubs. You know. But anyway, James,
Well, I was real happy to see what's been going on up in Canada against Trudeau and the vaccine mandates. Now, every time I talk to somebody from Canada, I'll share them some of the pictures of what overpasses have done, because they have a road system very similar to ours with plenty of overpasses to go standing on. And well, much to my surprise, this week they are getting out in absolute droves supporting that massive trucker convoy that's heading to their capital.
Right.
And all you got to do, they're all over YouTube and Twitter and everything else. Just look up the trucker convoy or just Canada.
Right.
You know, truckers or what, I don't know what the hashtags are. But, you know, when I first, spread the idea around a protest and like that, the whole point was to get it to just take on a life of its own. And I'm happy to say that not only has it done that among our side, you know, for people to get out and protest like that here in the U.S., but now it's international. Right. And I was just amazed. You've got to go see some of the videos of these overpass. We're talking hundreds of people up on these things. I mean, it was incredible. And it's all over these mandates that Justin Trudeau has put out.
Well, yeah. Well, New Orleans. Mm-hmm. All right. What is it? Day next week for the they mandating for the kids in school, if they don't have their vax, they can't go to school.
Good.
That's, well, guess what? You know.
Anyway, when they're given the school.
Yeah, but that's good.
That's gonna have kids staying home.
Yeah, but they need to be homeschooled. They shouldn't be paying attention to those teachers ought to be saying no to child porn in the schools and no to forcing these kids to have vaccinations.
But how can these local governments
they can't
bring in a mandate when the Supreme Court already said the mandates are unconstitutional?
Because they're crazy and they Democrats.
They won't stop. I'm a recovering Democrat. And it's just, here's the way they operate. A Democrat is going to violate your rights and force you to take them to court to get them back. And in the process of you getting those rights back, they're working on taking another one.
Right. See, James can think very well about that. He's got a background in criminal justice. I got a background in criminals. So I'm a lifestyle coordinator for corruptocrats.
And I got a background in being a bayou boy.
All right, that's good. I've been fighting alligators. Well, no, the criminals I met are all lawyers. Really, that's why I call them out on the Beat Exchange. I mean, they allowing the disciplinary counselors, allowing lawyers to use their law license as a shield. The man that's involved with targeting the elderly for what they own and making up bogus documents, by the way, with everybody they deals with, including Lamont. You know, he came here from another state, disbarred, and used a document where he got a forged document in court. He got sanctioned $400,000, but he was able to flip it on appeal. But you see, once the first time he did that, they should have thrown his ass out.
Yeah.
You can say ass on it. Should have thrown his ass out. Because look what he's doing. Targeting the elderly, putting thugs next to elderly people that are putting them in a hospital. My mother was in intensive care when she told me how she got beat up, what they forced her to sign, Desiree Charbonnet. And so I'm still living through their constant targeting. That's why I started to do a radio show about it. And that's why I'm going to show y'all that I was in a slammer accident that they're trying to cover up. And I got evidence that shows that they are lying. See, because we had time sitting in that vehicle hoping this truck would not hit us and couldn't understand why he didn't see us. See, we had time.
I wonder how many people disappeared into the Charbonnet crematorium.
Right. Well, I know they tell me funeral parlors do are one of the depots to transfer drugs. I found that out in 1990 when I was at a funeral parlor and I saw somebody drive up that was one of Lamwa's drug dealers. And so, you know, it has nothing to do with me being bitter. I have fury. F-U-R-Y. And I will help make laws with targeting the elderly and the medically vulnerable to be a hate crime. Because you have to hate somebody to do the things that they did to us. You had to have a dark heart. And to cover it up, and your attorney that you suppose to be protecting everybody's rights when you paying police officers to deny people civil rights, we're going to get to that too. It's inevitable. You did it to yourselves. I'm just riding a bucking bronco. It's a psychic rodeo. So I'm going to see y'all same time next week. Hey, guys. Let the listening audience know a little something so people don't feel scared for what I just said. Sign off.
This is...
Gang, we've got to do the right thing.
Exactly.
The whole thing about living in this world where everything is corrupt, being righteous is the new rebel. So
absolutely.
Well, I mean, it is a war.
Yeah.
There's a digital war going on. The meme war, and you got to be right with God.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Nancy Pelosi turned around and said, we have to pass this bill so you could see what's in it, I totally freaked out. That's when I started paying attention.
Oh, that was Obamacare.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it neither.
Yeah, but you know what their distraction was? The Fort Hood massacre.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah.
And it was two shooters at Fort Hood, not one. The media reported on two shooters. They hid. When Obama and Holder came in to confiscate all information on Major Nedol Hassan, it was one shooter. Isn't that lovely?
Yep.
But say, hey, God bless America. God bless your family. And God bless all my friends. And all you riggers, to hell with you.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven.
This is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 for Ringside Politics with a Punch. Right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
here in WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is still weighing options for a possible U.S. troop deployment to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The move would be a response to Russia putting troops and military equipment on its border with Ukraine. The president taking part in a video call with European leaders on Monday. The United States has already ordered the departure of family members and non-essential staffers from the American embassy in Ukraine. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. All three major stock indexes down more than 2% at times Monday, with the NASDAQ falling deeper into correction territory and the Dow falling by more than 900 points. The NFL Conference Championship game set with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being...